Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Tomorrow morning, the Jack and Tom Show, 8 to 11 here on 1320. My partner Tom Crawford is going to be on a trip tomorrow, a very important trip involving recruiting, and his son Cody, Dave Benton, will be filling in, and Scott Eckersley. And we will be holding the fort for Tom, and Tom's going to be joining us on the phone for several segments as well with the special guests we have. I want to bring Tom in now. Hello, Tom.
How are you doing tonight, Jack?
I am doing just fine. It doesn't seem like it should be basketball season when you're outside today. But it is indeed the regular season opener for Michigan State at Breslin Center, and I know how excited you are about the Michigan season.
No, not really excited about, you know, the fact we've talked about this many times, that now college basketball has followed the same path as college hockey has for a number of years, and making the season so doggone long. I mean, we're sitting here and it's 65 degrees out, and we got to go through the whole winter. We're sitting here in November, you know, 12th or whatever, 11th or whatever, and go all the way to April if you're Michigan State, which will probably be the case. That's a long season. I just think it really dilutes the whole season, and I'm not a big fan of this early start.
And unlike college football, Tom, we know that every game counts, or should. In college basketball, one of the things I do not like about it, and one of the reasons I guess I don't like it as well as college football, is a lot of people say, come see me at the end of February.
Right, right. Exactly. It's just, I mean, these games, I mean, don't get me wrong, I watch the Sparties tonight on the Big Ten Network, and I'll watch, obviously when we get into the holiday season, there's nothing that I like better than watching the Maui and the preseason NIT and all, and Great Alaska Shootout. I mean, I just love watching that. It's part of the holiday thing, but then when you know, there's some really down times when these games are somewhat meaningless. I mean, you pretty much know all the teams that are going to be in the NCAA tournament. It's just like maybe some of the games are count as far as pushing somebody in that category of over the bubble later on, but it's just too long and just so many games. It gets to be, you know, monotonous after a while.
Now, you say you're going to watch the Michigan State Eastern Michigan game tonight. Can you even sing the Eastern Michigan fight song?
No, I don't think I've ever even heard it. I mean, I'm serious, Jack. I mean, there's an athletic program when you really think about it. I mean, it's like it doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no fan base at all. There's no alumni identity. How many times have you seen a license plate holder that says Eastern Michigan alumnus? I'm not disrespecting the EMU grads, but how many times have you seen one of those?
Not often. Not often. We've got high school football, and we've got a lot of teams, quite a few teams, still in action. Sexton tonight, DeWitt. We've got some teams playing tonight, and we got several tomorrow. So it's an exciting time, three games away from a state championship. And when you get to this level, a lot of teams are saying that could have been us.
You know, and when your point, that could have been us, you know, with my son on the East Lansing team, I really underestimated how painful the ending was going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, they lost that tearjerker, you know, a couple of weeks ago to DeWitt. DeWitt's still playing. East Lansing hasn't been playing for a couple of weeks now. And the finality of it, really, I mean, I just underestimated it.
Yeah.
And it hurts to the point that I have a hard time watching the sports or reading articles about high school football. I mean, I didn't really think it was going to be this tough, but it is.
It is very tough, especially when your son is a senior.
Absolutely.
And you're chasing a championship. You think you have a chance to keep playing. It's extremely difficult when you're in a program, and maybe through no fault of your own, you just really don't have a chance to compete for league championships or playoff bursts. But I have found over the years, Tom, that the greatest pain is felt by the teams that have five wins and the last two games of the season they lose.
Right.
And they don't make it in. I have seen some people there, and they don't recover for weeks.
I know it. It's just it's the senior aspect of it. For a lot of kids, this is it—the last time they put on their pads. I mean, and it's been painful. And there's been a lot of long faces. And my son's a football teammate peer group, and it hasn't gone away. And I know there's a lot of teams out there, and it hurts. The further you go along, it hurts too. I mean, it hurts a lot of people. But that's just the reality. Just like the high school basketball tournament and one and done. The one and done thing really—it's fun as a fan to watch, but when you're emotionally tied into it, and then you have to experience it. It's pretty painful. But hey, I'm happy for those teams. We got some great football teams in Greater Lansing, and good luck to all of them tonight.
Well, it is a rare weekend and a great opportunity for you and Cody, and I don't know if Tina's going with you or how you're going to handle that part of it. But in terms of a recruiting weekend, you couldn't have picked a better one on the calendar.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to go up to Saginaw Valley, and we visited, we got the D3 visit a couple weeks ago with Albion, and then last Friday night we stepped up to D1, the visit up to CMU for the Western game, and now D2 with Saginaw Valley, and Herb Haygood is going to host us, who's the receivers coach at Saginaw Valley, the former Spartan wideout, and so we're looking forward to that. Got to be up there at 9:45, and see what that's about, and take all the information in and see what direction we're going to pursue.
You know, it's difficult when you are making the decision. When Zach was a senior, he had a chance to do some other things, and he had a visit to Notre Dame, an unofficial visit, and he had some other chances to do things, but he decided very early that he didn't want to be an athlete student. That he was going to be a student athlete, and they were going to make concessions to him. That's kind of the way he's lived his life. But in terms of guys who are going to go on and play at the next level, it's a very difficult decision. So many things to consider, and it's difficult because you get attached to coaches, and a lot of times the coaches leave. Guys say, that's my position coach. That's the guy I'm going to play for. Boom. He's got a better job offer. He's gone, and you're not.
Yeah, that's the thing of it is there's so much identity with, an attachment with a coach. But I still think back many years ago when Zach was going through what we're going through, and you kept saying, you kept telling Zach, you got to go to that school if you get hurt the next day. And obviously you did have an injury situation, or if you get disgruntled with playing college football, do you want to go to that school? And we're trying to use that same criteria when we approach this whole new, curve in the road, so to speak.
Well, Cody has an amazing work ethic, and just watching him, I've been proud to see his development, and whatever he decides is going to be a good choice. It'll be the right fit for him. And we're going to miss you tomorrow, but Dave Benton will be here and Scott Eckersley, and we'll be holding the fort while you are tied up. And we're going to have you on the phone a little bit, too, in the morning.
Yeah, I'm going to give you that perspective up there at Saginaw Valley, taking on the Lakers of Grand Valley. So I'll give you a little perspective of that and give you my picks. I got a long way to go to catch up with you, but I'll make it close, see what I can do tomorrow in that regard.
Can you ask Cody a question for me?
I will do that. What's the question?
I know he wants to go into coaching, and he'll be an outstanding coach. But I want to know how he would fix the Michigan defense.
We're just numb. We were watching that game last week.
Grenades is not an option. You can't choose that.
We were looking at each other, and we were just saying, this is monotonous. This is, like, boring. These touchdowns were so meaningless. They were back and forth. I don't know. But they got a remedy. They got an exciting offense, though, Jack, and I will say that. But that's a big key opportunity for them at Purdue tomorrow. I hope they can win and solidify, a decent bowl game. And I have to go to that little Caesars pizza bowl, whatever they call it.
Well, I think the people who have bought tickets in Michigan Stadium have certainly gotten their money's worth because...
Oh, yeah, you see three games in one. I mean, it's crazy. That thing was forever. And it was a beautiful day. Can they do that against the Wisconsins and the Ohio States remaining on their schedule? I think they got a good shot at winning tomorrow at Ross-State Stadium, but I think that might be it for the win total. That's 7.
Tom, I know we'll talk about this a lot tomorrow, but quickly I wanted to get your take on everything that's happening with Cam Newton at Auburn. We just keep getting disclosure and revelation and rumor one after the other. What do you make of this?
Well, I think it's the tip of the iceberg. I mean, and, you, and once again, you and I have talked about that. There's so much of that temptation going on in college football, and when you start opening a file and keep digging and digging and digging, who knows what's going to come out. I think we've seen the fact that USC, you know, they finally went after USC, and they got to give up their national championship. But I don't think the BCS has chased them down for it yet, but that's still looming out there. I think this is just an indication of some big-time happenings as far as wrongdoings in college football. It's pretty sad because it's my favorite sport.
Yeah, and, you know, I was talking with Mike Griffith, who you know, from the Knoxville New Sentinel, and he was talking about what happened, and I said, you know, does any of this surprise you? He says, come on, you've been around long enough to know this happens at every school in the SEC and across most of the country. Now, I don't know that people are getting $180,000 everywhere they go, but there's a lot more of this than we know, and it never comes out or it gets buried somehow. And the NCAA lacking subpoena power really has to wait for someone to screw up before they can prove something.
Right. And then, well, hey, I know I always say the understaffed and all that stuff. Well, if you're going to have rules and you can't, you know, fulfill them and you know, hold people accountable, then don't have it. If you only have four or five people to walk on, you know, to watch over the whole organization, it's not realistic. So it'll be really interesting because I like that Auburn team. I like Cam Newton. I love the SEC. But it's kind of somewhat of a shady conference, it sounds like to me.
Tom, one more bit of news. You may have heard this afternoon, but I had not. I got a tip from an unimpeachable source connected with the University of Michigan that Judy Van Horn, the compliance head who had been at Michigan State, went to Michigan. She's leaving January 7th and taking the job at South Carolina.
You're kidding.
And she can leave. She can deal with Steve Spurrier's knuckleheads. And you know, she's leaving at a strange time.
Well, a strange time. Come on, that's a lateral. That's not a lateral move. That's down. That's downward. I mean, it tells you. It's just another indication of attrition. It's just something's weird going on down in A Square. It's not just players, but the, you know, the Jamie Morrises of the world. I mean, there's just something going on there, and it's I don't know when it's going to finally come to head, but it's a little disconcerting, to be honest.
Tom Crawford, my partner, co-host, Saturday morning, the Jack and Tom Show, will be on 8 to 11. Dave Benton, Scott Eckersley will be filling in for Tom for part of the show. And, Tom, you'll be with us the rest of the time. We have some great guests, including Mohsin Mohammed, will be with us tomorrow. Look forward to talking with you a little bit after 8 o'clock.
Okay, Jack. Thanks for having me on tonight.